Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a goaltender who not only has an OHL championship ring in his collection, but a gold medal from the World Junior Hockey Championship. But first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Mitchell Holscher of the Ottawa 67s. He led all scorers last week with 8 points in 3 games. The prospect of the New Jersey Devils turns 20 this coming Monday, so an early happy birthday to Holscher. A player who's definitely been a big part of this Ottawa 67s run, both last year and this year, as they look to make another run towards the OHL Championship Series after winning the Eastern Conference last year. The New Jersey Devils chose Holscher in the 6th round of the 2018 National Hockey League Entry Draft. And staying with the Ottawa 67s, they once again lead the way in the Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. Also representing the Ontario Hockey League are the Windsor Spitfires at number 9, Kitchener Rangers at 10, and honorable mentions this week to both the Peterborough Petes and the London Knights. Nico Daws has a gold medal from the World Junior Hockey Championship and an OHL Championship ring as a member of the Guelph Storm last season. Now he's eligible for the 2020 National Hockey League Entry Draft after being part of the festivities during last year's Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game before an injury kept him out of the game itself. But during the festivities, I talked to Daws about not only the World Juniors, but also being around the top prospects and how he got himself into the role of being the number one goaltender for the Guelph Storm this year.
Well, Nico, it's been a very busy couple months, a little while for you. It seemed hectic. Your billets in Guelph almost have to be reminded that you're around with obviously Team Canada. You're at the prospects game and obviously coming back with games as well.
Yeah, I feel like I've been living in a hotel lately. You know, even when I was back for games this weekend in Guelph, we were on the road. So, no, it's been busy. You know, they were there with my billets were there with me in Czech Republic. They made the trip, so that was nice. But it's been a hectic month.
If I told Nico Daws in last June, July, that you'd be part of Team Canada at the World Juniors, you took part in the prospects game, looking at draft, would you have said, cool, but interesting?
Yeah, it was one of those things, you know, I never really thought, I didn't think about it that much, obviously, you know, I didn't really put my time into it, you know, like it wasn't really a goal for me, I didn't think about it, but as soon as I played in the Canada-Russia game, it was kind of like, oh wow, like this is a possibility for me, so... It was definitely really cool to be a part of, and you know, it was really cool to be able to make that team and win the gold medal.
Take me back to your summer. After knowing there was an opportunity in Guelph to take over the number one job, what you did to get yourself ready for the season?
I knew I had to dial it in. You know, obviously, I was a little bit overweight at the time, and you know, I wasn't completely dialed in. So I started working with my trainer, Brandon Cochimiglio, and you know, my goalie coach, Matt Smith, and we kind of just started going at it. You know, we went all in. You know, I started dieting. I lost 25 pounds over the summer. I got a whole lot better on the ice, and you know, now, you know, obviously it comes with playing the league for a couple of years as well, but you know, when you lose weight, obviously as well, you know, you feel a lot better on the net. So no, I went all in the summer. I knew I had a chance, and you know, I wanted to be able to take it.
I heard part of it is you battled the keto diet a little bit and tried that. I'm sure you got the results, yeah. But what was it like in the middle of it?
It was bad. I was grumpy. I was very grumpy for the 2 weeks I was on it, but it worked. I mean, 10 pounds right away off the hop. It was important to kickstart it with that keto diet, but if I don't have to, I don't ever want to do it again.
Absolutely. Hopefully you don't have to get back to that point indeed. Take me through those moments. You found out you were being named to the Canada Selection Camp roster, and when you got the call that you were heading over to the Czech Republic with Team Canada.
When I knew I was going to camp, I got the call. I was on the way to a practice, and I was beyond excited. I think I might have had the best practice of my life that day. But it was incredible to, you know, to even be thought about, never mind, you know, to go to camp, so... And then when I got named to the team, that was a little bit of a different situation. You know, me and Hunter Jones sitting in the hotel room together, and you know, we were buddies. You know, we trained together in the summer on the ice, and we didn't really know what was going to happen. You know, we were sitting watching Netflix, waiting for whether we were going to get a knock on the door. We weren't. What was going to happen? We didn't know. You know, I don't think any goalie had, you know, the best camp that they would have liked to have. So I think it was kind of up for grabs at the time. And you know, we heard the knock on the door and we kind of looked at each other. We didn't really know what was going to happen, and we knew one of us was going, but we didn't know who. And you know, obviously it sucks that it had to be him, and you know it sucked that he couldn't be there along the ride with me, but you know, it's he handled it really well, the way he handled you know, his interviews after and, you know, everything he said, I appreciated a lot. And, you know, I'm grateful that he was there.
Moving ahead, and it's now a special group of 23 guys coming back with gold medals, that you can be a group that's united now for the rest of your lives.
Yeah, definitely. There's those guys in the dressing room, you know, those are the guys that, you know, I'll never forget for the rest of my life. You know, I'll always have that memory with them, and, you know, it's something that I'll cherish until, you know, I'm older.
What does Nico Daws need to do to continue moving forward with the Guelph Storm this year, of course, and a long playoff run, hopefully again, and of course, moving towards the NHL draft and eventually wanting to turn pro?
I think just continuing playing the way that I'm playing, you know, don't let anything get in the way. Obviously, you know, I had a good first half, and you know, I got to get back. You know, I got to kickstart my second half and just continue to play the way that I know I can play.
And can you use that as motivation, knowing, hey, last year, obviously, any goalie wants to be the number one guy. Anthony ran with the ball last year. Do you say, hey, I don't want to go back. I don't want to take a step back. Do you use that as motivation right now?
Yeah, it's something I can see how it would be easy to take for granted, you know, a starting role. But being a backup for 2 years, obviously, you know, you're just waiting. You're waiting for your chance to jump up. And, you know, obviously, we got a good backup in Guelph, you know, Owen Bennett. He's a great young goalie. He's going to be really good in a couple of years. He's a hell of a lot better than I was in my first year. But, you know, I think we're a good tandem. You know, we work well together. You know, he took over while I was gone, and, you know, he did a great job. And, you know, I think we're pretty built for a good playoff run.
That was goaltender Nico Daws of the Guelph Storm. For those of you who have access to your TV, Hockey Day in the OHL comes up this Sunday. The 7th annual showcase of the Ontario Hockey League features a triple header of action. Most of the province will see the Hamilton Bulldogs playing host to the Peterborough Petes, while North Bay Muskoka and Southwestern Ontario get the North Bay Battalion against the Sioux Greyhounds. That starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday, then at 4 o'clock the Windsor Spitfires visit the Sarnia Sting, and the show wraps up at 7 as Shane Wright and the Kingston Frontenacs welcome the Niagara Ice Dogs. That's the 7th annual Hockey Day in the OHL, beginning at 1 o'clock Sunday on your TV. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.